This episode is brought to you by Seed. Probiotics are most effective when they make it to your colon alive. That's why Seed developed a patented 2-in-1 capsule that safeguards viability of its DSO1 daily symbiotic through digestion to deliver the maximum dose to your colon. No refrigeration necessary. Visit seed.com/Spotify and use code Spotify25 to get 25% off your first month.
The NFL playoffs have arrived, and we have you covered each day on Outkick's Hot Mic with Hutton Withrow.
Some of the best football guests break down the biggest matchups, from Armando Salguero and Donovan McNabb to Ryan Leaf and Bobby Carpenter, plus the top headlines and reaction to each playoff weekend.
So Chad, which quarterback ascends to that next level? Brock Purdy, Dak Prescott, Tua is on this list.
Got to be Lamar Jackson, right?
Yeah,
it's his time right now.
I think so. Yeah, it's his time to shine. He's done it in the regular season. He's won MVP. He's going to win it again. It is time for him to win in the playoffs.
Playoffs are also a time to shine for Patrick Mahomes. Can he and the Chiefs' offense figure it out in order to repeat this playoff season?
There's plenty of craziness on a week-to-week basis, so pull up the bar with us each weekday wherever you listen to your podcast.
NFL and more, covering your favorite teams. Outkick's Hot Mic with Hutton and Withrow.
Welcome to the Guide Me Glow podcast. I'm your host, Shannon Tang, and I'm a holistic health coach that is here to help you become your glowier self mentally, physically, and spiritually. I'm a lifestyle and wellness content creator and founder of the wellness platform Guide Me Glow. In this podcast, I share my journey and knowledge on all things self-development, manifesting, confidence, healing your relationship with food and body, and so much more. Follow for weekly episodes to listen to you on your Glow Girl Walk. Hi everyone, welcome back to another Guide Me Glow podcast, and Happy New Year! This is the first episode I'm recording in 2024, and I'm super excited because, guys, I've got some really exciting plans for this year, and it's only going to be good news to you guys because it's going to be more content, definitely more focus on the podcast, and yeah, there's just like a lot of things going on behind the scenes, lots of planning, but also this is the year of action because I want to put my plans into action. And I'm someone who just easily loves to plan and has all these creative ideas, but I'm like, okay, I need to put them into action and make them happen, because like when I make them happen and when I put them into action, it's just, the content is amazing. So I am so excited to grow with you guys this year and make this podcast grow too. So thank you to everyone who's been listening, and I'm excited to start a new year with you guys, another year of growth, abundance, joy, love, happiness, peace, everything. And yeah, let's get into the episode. So this episode is all about new year, new you. I'm just kind of questioning this quote a little bit because it's kind of like a, you know, bit of a cliche, you know, people like new year, new me, that kind of vibe, but then people never stick to it because they're not putting the groundings in place. You know, you can have all these goals, and kind of what I was saying just before, you know, you can have all these plans, but if you're not putting the grounds and laying down the foundation, then is this goal going to be that successful? You know, are you going to reach your goal? Probably not, if you're not making the steps to achieve the goal. So this episode, we're going to talk about how you're able to elevate your current self and kind of cut out the excuses. Because the quote, new year, new you, or new me, whatever, it kind of disregards your past self and kind of thinks, oh, like, I should be a whole new version of myself. And I really appreciate that, and I love that, because obviously as humans, we are always wanting to grow and become better. But at the same time, understanding that we are enough as we are now and we're doing the best that we can now is important, because that's only going to help motivate us to become better, you know, because I think we never want to stay at the same place, but sometimes we just do it because we're not really keeping ourselves accountable. We're not really giving ourselves the opportunity to change, because sometimes it's easier to really stay the same than to change, even if it's not benefiting us. And also just, yeah, showing our current selves a bit more compassion, and we don't need to become like a whole new version of ourselves, but what we can do is just improve step by step and kind of elevate our current self. And I think that feels a lot more achievable and less scary to some people, and you know, maybe you do eventually become a whole new self, which is great, you know, if it's for the better. But we don't need to put that pressure on ourselves to be like, oh my god, new year, I must be this perfect person who goes to the gym 6 times a week, I wake up at 6 a.m. every day, I eat healthy every day, I meditate, journal, like all these things can seem very overwhelming if you don't do any of those things last year. You know, like, what makes you think that you're going to be able to suddenly jump from 0 to 100? Like, okay, maybe you'll be able to keep up with it for a week or two, but after, you know, a while, you're really gonna struggle because you're not finding the pleasure in the journey. You know, it's all about building up and up and up, and not just going straight to the top and trying to be the best straight away. It really is what you learn throughout the journey, because I feel like when you start implementing these habits, it's not the habits that is the final end result. Yes, it is great to do those habits, but at the end of the day, you learn so much through each habit. You know, for example, meditating, you learn how to be more patient, you learn how to be in stillness and not rely on other things to keep you calm. You know, you rely on your own breath, and you learn that through meditation, and you learn, you know, how to manage your thoughts and kind of just let them pass by. And we don't often do that in day-to-day life because our life is busy, we're always moving, we're always doing something, we're always busy, but are we actually ever really productive? Through working out, you know, it's not about getting to the goal body so quickly. Obviously that is a goal, but it might also be, you know, learning about your body and learning what you like and what works for you. It's about learning how to build strength, to build flexibility, and to feel really energized in yourself. It's not about just the end goal, you know, and there never really is like an end goal with these kind of goals, I say, because you're always going to be improving, and you know, you're never going to stay stagnant in something. Okay, so say if you are going to the gym 6 times a week and you're like doing your routine and you feel good, like you're always going to be improving and wanting to, I don't know, get stronger or be more flexible, or you know, try and listen to your body more. Like there's always another goal. So I think it's really important to try and stay present in the moment. Think, okay, what are, out of all these habits, what do I need most? What have I not been doing? What is something that I feel like I've always said I wanted to do? And let's start with that. This is what the episode is going to go into. And I always start with an affirmation of the week. I said I always start with the affirmation of the week, but I really just go on a little bit of a tangent and then I go into the affirmation of the week. But yeah, I want to start with a little affirmation, which is, I send my past self love as it has helped me grow and elevate into who I am now. And I love this affirmation that I came up with today because I think we just need to give our past selves a little bit more credit. Instead of always wanting to be someone else and being new and starting fresh, I think we need to give our past selves a little bit more credit and compassion because it got us to where we are now. If we didn't do the things that we did in the past, we wouldn't be on this journey of self-discovery, of, you know, self-love and confidence now. You know, I think sometimes we have to make, quote unquote, the wrong decisions to realize, okay, what path I want to be on. And life is just that. We're never going to be perfect. We're never going to get it right the first time. But the thing is, we always are going to be willing to try. And the more we try, the higher the possibility it is to get it right, you know, and to kind of avoid being in certain situations that you don't need to be, because you're able to be more in tune with yourself and you're able to think from a level of a certain self-awareness to be like, okay, look, is this really worth my attention? Is this worth my energy? What is the right thing to do in this situation? And yeah, just basically leading to better life decisions, because every day we are making decisions in life, whether it's the moment you wake up, to the moment you go to the gym, to the moment you choose what food to eat, to the moment you, you know, decide what friends to see or what to do for work today. Every day we are making conscious or unconscious decisions. And it's really like, if you just listen to that, it really just enables you to take back your power, because if you are the decider of what you choose to do today, then you are just really capable of being whatever version of yourself you want to be. So really take that into consideration, you know, after this podcast. What is the next thing you're going to decide to do? Is it to scroll on social media mindlessly and start comparing yourself? Or is it to get up, go for a walk, you know, during this podcast even, or write some notes down that you learned from this podcast and really just like soak it in, or go and spend time with your family and friends and be present in this moment. And yeah, just like think about what you are doing every single day and every single minute, really. And it might seem kind of hard at first, but the more you do it, the easier it gets, really, like anything. So yeah, I'm gonna start off with the mindset of this episode. And if you haven't listened to any of my episodes, I usually split them into mind, body, spirit, because those are the key pillars of Guide Me Glow and holistic health. So the first thing I'm gonna talk about is the mindset. So with the mind, I want you to think about what are the habits that you're consistently doing, whether they're good or bad, and just think about how they are currently making you feel. I'm gonna be honest with you guys, the past month, like the end of the last year, I wasn't in the best habits in terms of like my morning routine. And I'm trying to become like, you know, improve how I start my mornings definitely this month, and just easing myself into it though, because the start of the month is always still a little bit busy and getting back into routine and finding what works for you again. So I feel like the first, second week is always a little bit of, you know, you're playing and seeing what works for you again. But I feel like I was kind of rushing through my mornings. I was waking up a little bit later because I was going to sleep late, and I would check my phone straight away. Not necessarily scrolling, but I would check my messages, and I never normally do this. I never normally check my phone until after I do my whole morning routine in terms of like messages, because I feel like I deserve my attention first. But for some reason, you know, the past month I had been waking up and checking my messages, and you know, most of the time it's fine because it's nothing dramatic, but at the same time, subconsciously it's showing myself that I'm not priority. And also if I see a message that I don't know, I don't really want to see, that's kind of setting the tone for my morning when that didn't need to be. You know, I didn't need to see that message at that time. I want to start my morning feeling, you know, I want to set it for myself. I want to start it off with feeling positive, doing my journaling, meditation, grounding myself first, so then I can react in a way that feels my best higher self to any other things that are like coming at me, you know? So for example, that is one habit that I feel like I wanted to improve on. So if this is a habit that's constantly repeating, I can think to myself, okay, how's this making me feel in the past couple weeks? Like, not amazing, and a little bit more reactive. So it's obviously a negative effect on me because I recognize it's not making me feel like my higher self. So then I'm gonna look at that and be like, okay, what can I do maybe this week, tomorrow, to kind of change this? And I really notice that when I wake up early, I don't look at my phone, because the reason why I end up looking at my phone when I wake up late, because I already feel like I'm behind because I've woken up late and I'm like, ah, I need to like get to my things and like, you know, respond to the world. But when I wake up early enough, I'm like, I don't need to look at my messages right now. I can spend this time to myself. So maybe it's also just me being a little bit more disciplined with, you know, the time I go to sleep, so then I'm able to wake up earlier. Being a little bit more disciplined on how late I stay out, or, you know, when it's time to wake up, I wake up, or maybe booking some workout classes in the morning so I'm forced to wake up, which I did today. But even so, that I feel like when I'm even going to a workout class first thing, I often miss my morning routine in terms of my journaling and meditation, because I like go out to work out straight away. And I do journal after, like in the cafe I did today, but sometimes I find it hard to fit in the meditation after I've like left my house, you know, because the world is moving. I find it hard to find a quiet space and to do it in the middle of the day because there's a lot going on. But maybe that's another habit I can implement, is not seeing meditation as only a morning thing, but also like a midday thing or an evening thing or anytime thing, you know. So I want you to think about which of these habits are actually holding you back from becoming your best self. And I think you intuitively will know what habits these are, whether you like it or not. So it's time to be a little bit honest with yourself and be like, okay, what habits are holding me back from being my glowiest best self this year? Because you promised yourself you're gonna do this, okay? So think about that, and then think about why you are holding on to those habits. Because like I said earlier, sometimes we hold on to these habits because it's actually more comfortable and safe to be this way, even though we don't like it, rather than change into like a whole new reality, because it seems like a lot of effort, because it seems unknown, because it seems scary. And I want you to know that it's okay and it's completely normal to feel those feels. We all feel it, of course. I don't think anyone doesn't feel some sort of fear towards going a different direction that they don't know. The unknown is the unknown. We never know what's going to happen and it's unpredictable. So of course we're going to feel some like, oh, like what's going to happen. But sometimes we just need to take the leap of faith and do it. And if you feel really aligned and inclined to do it and you have a desire, then do it. Because we don't have this desire for no reason. You know, we don't have this kind of, I don't know, gut feeling that we want to just do something for no reason. If there's a feeling, there's normally like a reason behind it. Even if you don't understand it, just try it. Because the worst that's going to happen is it doesn't work out and you can just go back to your old life, you know. But most of the time it does work out, or, you know, you'll realize something from it and it will change how you live after that. So the next point is, what are your strengths and how can you become a master in this? So if you are a person that has loads of ideas and you want to start project after project and you never finish it, this point is for you. I have definitely been this person before. Like, I just find it really new and exciting to start new businesses, new ideas. It's just, you know, fresh and you get really excited about it. And then after a while, it gets kind of, you kind of get bored of it and then you just kind of like drop it. But the thing is, consistency is so key. And I want to prevalent this theme in this year, consistency. Because anything you stay consistent in, you're going to see some results. And if you don't see results, then you really know it's not for you. And then you need to like pivot and change your strategy. But for example, the podcast, I am wanting to make this podcast consistent. You know, I've been consistent here and there, but not fully for the past like 2 years I've been making this podcast. But I realize how much of an effect it has on you guys. I literally meet you girls, even in Bali, you come up to me and you say like, I listen to your podcast, I love it. And that makes me so happy. And it makes me realize how many people it does reach and how many people it does resonate with. And that like truly inspires and motivates me to keep making these. So I really want to be consistent in this and keep growing the podcast and help more people. That is a big goal of mine this year. So with that being said, sometimes we just need to stick to some things that we, yeah, kind of feel the most passionate about and we have the biggest why. And also understand that it's not always going to be exciting every day. You know, it's like anything. The more, like, if you do something every day, it's never going to be too exciting every day. Sometimes it feels mundane, but we always have to think about how can we make this a bit more exciting or a bit more playful, a bit more enjoyable every day. So also this is learning patience. When you learn patience, you're able to keep consistent with it and keep going. This also leads me on to keeping a positive mindset. And this sounds pretty basic, like, oh, be positive. But I really mean like keeping a positive mindset, even when everyone around you or people around you are pessimistic. And I don't know, from surrounding myself with a lot of different people, I've noticed it a lot more, because sometimes it's easy to just stay positive when you're on your own, because you're not really conflicting with other people's opinions and you're just like in your own little world. But if you're, you know, always socializing with different types of people, sometimes their mindset can rub on to you and vice versa, obviously. But you don't want to like be more negative if you're not the negative one. Good to be mindful of this. And I'm not saying don't hang out with your friends who are like negative or have, you know, going through like a low moment, but also be aware of how much time you are spending with people with a negative mindset, because it will rub on to you. And that might sound a little bit harsh, but I'm just, you need to protect your energy, and sometimes you need to be like a little selfish with that, because as much as you might love that person, you can send them love from afar, but if you really feel like you're not getting the best energy after you walk away, there's nothing wrong with them, of course not. But yeah, you need to put yourself first always. So with this, this also links to positive self-talk. And I think especially as women, we can have a little bit of negative self-talk. I know, I've been there, you've been there, we've all been there. And even guys, you know, like everyone goes through it. And we have self-doubt and we criticize ourselves. This happens a lot with appearance, especially within, you know, the creative industry where, you know, you are on social media or you do modeling or whatever you do, and you see like pictures of yourself and then you criticize yourself because you don't feel like you're enough. This is all negative self-talk, and this isn't going to make your confidence better or your self-talk better. So we really need to catch ourselves in this moment and stop talking bad about ourselves. And it doesn't mean that you have to go from, again, 0 to 100. So say if you're always criticizing yourself and being like, oh, I don't like my body in this, I look gross, I look this, blah, blah. You can change it into, you know, oh, like it is what it is. Because sometimes it is what it is, you can't change it. If that's what you think, that's what you think. But instead of like pushing yourself down even more, you can just be a little bit more neutral in it. Instead of being like, oh my God, I look amazing. It's like, I mean, if you say that, that's fine, because I say that. But if you're not there yet and you're not believing it, you can just tone it down a bit and work your way up to that level. But first of all, you can just be a bit neutral and be like, oh, well, yeah, like it's okay, or it is what it is. That is just, you know, my face, or that is just my body right now. And know that things are always changing. So if you don't like your body, you can change it by going to the gym, by eating healthier, by having better self-talk, because the way that you talk about yourself is kind of impacts the way your body looks too. Because if you're always stressing yourself out about your body through physical words, it's not gonna correlate, and it's not gonna work with you. It's actually gonna work against you. So don't underestimate the power of words, because it's important. And also, I think a big self-doubt thing is comparison. We think we're not worthy enough because someone else is more worthy, and we compare ourselves. And I want you to think, why do you think that someone else is more eligible than you to get a certain thing, or to be with a certain person, or to do a certain thing? You know, like, we are all one, we're all equals. Some people, you know, have just high confidence and they actually go for it, and that's what makes them achieve the thing. But you're also very capable of doing it. You just need to believe in yourself and take the aligned actions, have the strategy, do something that feels aligned to you. I don't think you should ever, like, I don't know, compare your life or try and be someone else, because that's just what works for them if they're authentic in it. For example, and also, you never know the ins and outs of people's lives. You know, you see the highlight reel on social media, you see the good parts, but, and sometimes you see the bad parts too, but never to the extent that it really is, and vice versa. So I think you should just focus on yourself, stay in your own lane, do what makes you feel good, and try and just remain, yeah, have that positive mindset. Don't, like, dismiss your negative thoughts. This is, you know, I'm not saying you can only be positive, like, absolutely not. But I'm just saying, be mindful of it, because you can sit with your negative thoughts. We're allowed to have positive and negative thoughts. It's just polarity. It's just part of life, you know? It's unnatural not to have negative thoughts. But allow yourself to feel them, but don't dwell on them, and don't let them lead your life. And also don't let past experiences and traumas from last year or the year before that or many years before that kind of determine how you act now, because A, it's not fair on yourself. B, it's also not fair on the other person, because if you're acting a certain way to another person based on your past traumas, that's like really not giving them a chance to kind of be their authentic self either, because you're already pre-consuming and pre-judging them in a way, because based on your past experience, not on like who they are, what they've done, or are you even giving them a chance to explain themselves? Like, you know, I think a lot of the time we act a certain way based on what happened to us in the past, like negative things usually. And I just think it's really important to kind of leave the past in the past. You know, that is done. It happened. Can't change it. The future. We don't know if the future is guaranteed, but we can have hope towards that it is. And obviously that's what gives us a sense of like motivation and drive to work towards the future. But at the same time, we don't know the future is definitely going to happen. We never know. You know, we are blessed to live another day every day. So what we really have is the now, which is the present. So we need to think about, how can I be my best self now? What can I do right now? And when you realize how important and also like elusive, is that the word? I don't know. Or like how precious time is, you really begin to be a lot more intentional with how you spend it, who you spend it with, what you spend it doing, who's consuming your energy, all those kind of things. So I just wanted to mention that. And that also links me into boundaries. Having boundaries are so important. And this is also a key thing for me as well this year. I feel like I have strong boundaries in many ways, but some other ways I think I can, Yeah, I think I've had the tendencies to be a little bit, quote unquote, too nice. And I've been told that a lot. It's not just me saying it either. But I can tell through patterns of why I might be like this in terms of like how I have realized I can sometimes be too nice. And so for me, it's setting boundaries and setting firm boundaries and really just backing myself with that. And not letting people change my mind based on like one thing, and always showing up as someone who is kind and compassionate and understanding, but at the same time having firm boundaries to what I like, what I don't like, how I want to be treated, how I want to be respected, and not letting other people almost gaslight me into thinking, oh, I'm being too much or asking for too much, because I think I know what's too much and what is, you know, just my boundaries and what I want. And even so, like, what even is too much? Like, that is different to everyone. So I think it's just about finding your people that also feel the same way. So, and not everyone has that, and it's actually okay to let go of some people as well throughout the years if they don't resonate anymore. Maybe you know, with no hard feelings, it's like maybe you will reunite again in the future when you're both on the same path. But sometimes with friendships, it can be hard to grow together. And you know, as you grow, you obviously change and you realize things, and some people aren't on that journey yet. So it's all about letting that flow, letting new people come into your life as well, or even like rekindling with old people, as in like old friends and stuff. So it really is just surrendering to the flow and staying true to yourself, which is, you know, that's what I'm all about. Kind of what I mentioned earlier, but definitely protect your energy, because protecting your energy is so important. I think sometimes we can like really let something affect us, and the other thing or the other person is literally not thinking about it. So like, why are you wasting your time when you could be thinking about all the amazing things you can be manifesting in your life? Just saying. Okay, so now we're gonna get into the body section, and I want to talk about getting into a routine that's, you know, gonna help you become the best version of yourself this year. And I kind of talked about it before a little bit, but think about what has worked for you in the past. When have you felt like you've had a really great routine and you were feeling amazing and you were like, I slay life? When was the last time you were in that routine, or if you were ever in that routine? Sometimes, maybe it's like a new thing and you haven't been before, and that's also okay, but maybe this is a time of experimenting, following some guides. I definitely have different methods on the Guide Me Glow Club. It has meditations, journal prompts, Mind Glow pep talks, recipes to help you just kickstart this new year and trying to guide you into a routine, because you can really use all those resources as your morning routine. Also, just because something has worked in the past doesn't mean it works now. Sometimes I can feel like we fall off track and then we try and implement the exact same routine we had a couple months ago, half a year ago, a year ago, but our life has also changed, so it might not flow the same. So don't feel discouraged if it doesn't work as well. Be flexible and knowing that you can change your routine around, because that is life, you know. We're not always gonna be stagnant and have the same thing every single time and it work the same way as well. We're always changing, so be open to that flow. If you have no routine right now, start with the morning routine. The morning routine is, it will set you up for success, or if you are already successful, it will just help you kind of just feel like deeper connected with yourself. You know, if we're really busy in the day and we don't spend any time connecting to ourselves and kind of just reflecting and thinking about, okay, what, you know, I'm running at 100 miles per hour, when do I ever stop? You need to stop. And actually, you need to do those little stop-ins and check-ins. For example, when you're doing like long endurance sport, even like a workout, but you know, if you're running like a really long amount, you take little breaks, you know, whether you pace yourself and you do little check-ins and that kind of thing. You need to do the same with life. And you need to remember to check in with yourself and be like, okay, how is life? How am I? How's it going? Just like you ask your friends, and really think about that. That's why I love journaling, because I'm able to really just put all my thoughts out onto paper, and it just really helps me kind of see things from a wider perspective. So try that. Try different types of morning routines, different orders. I'm pretty sure I have an episode on morning routines. And yes, as I said, inside the Glow Club, you'll have morning routine resources. So please try that out if you don't have a morning routine already. It's a slay. And Also, don't feel like every morning routine has to look the same as everyone else's. So say if someone preaches a certain way of journaling or meditating, that doesn't need to be the same as you, okay? If you find it hard to find the time to meditate and sit down for like 10, 20, 30 minutes because your brain is like, and you never meditate, try with like a walking meditation or driving meditation where like you're still doing something, but you're kind of, your mind is kind of actively listening to a certain meditation, and it's kind of easing you into it. And then the next time you can try a seated meditation, you know, or the end result is like to meditate in complete silence and really like get yourself in that state. Or go to like a meditation class or breathwork class or something like that to help you just experience it. Another thing is getting in morning movement. This is also important because it just kind of sets you up for the day. When you get your body moving first thing, you're able to move around the energy from the night before, and you're able to just keep yourself accountable. And this can be things like booking a class with a friend or working out with a friend. Doing things with a friend or having a coach is really great because it helps you stay accountable and it gets you more excited for things, rather than just if you're starting out, doing it on your own can seem a bit like daunting. So definitely partnering up, finding a accountability partner would be amazing for you. Okay, so lastly, let's get onto the spiritual side. I want you to ask yourself, are you connecting with the universe or God at the minute? And you don't have to have a specific religion for this. You don't even need to be religious. But in my opinion, I feel like when you have a belief in something that is higher than you, it's really going to get you through the toughest times, because you're not just relying fully on yourself. You have faith in a higher power, whether it's the universe, whether it's God, or yeah, literally whatever you believe in. And you kind of lean into support, because if you think about it, everything is connected and nothing thrives on its own. Like even plants, they need us. Because we breathe out carbon dioxide, they give us oxygen. We need them, we need nature. Do you know what I mean? We can't just thrive on our own and have like nothing helping us. It's all like an eco, part of the ecosystem. You know, like there's like loads of examples of like flowers and bees. Bees need the pollen to get honey, then honey, and like, you know what I mean? Like everything is a cycle. So when we believe in a high power, and we know that we can't just do it alone, I think things just come to us a lot easier and a lot more effortlessly, because it's okay to ask for help, you know, it's okay to ask for the answers. I do this sometimes when I feel lost and I need a sign. I will literally be like, universe, give me a sign. And sometimes I actually don't do this enough. I feel like I need to do it more. Sometimes I forget because I feel like I do need to do it alone, but yeah, remembering to check in with God, the universe, whatever you believe in is so important. I can't not think that there's a higher power out there, because the world is so incredibly big and there's so much like energy out there and things that just happen that it's kind of like unexplainable. So yeah, I feel like having a higher belief, higher power is so beneficial to help take the pressure off us, and when we lean into support and don't just take credit for everything, you know, and really know that okay, there's people that are helping me here, there's the universe that's helping me here, God is helping me here, you really start to see miracles. Truly, I like to kind of do this at night when I feel a little bit more introspective, when the world's a bit more quiet, whether this is through journaling, meditating, even the morning, but I don't know, I feel like connected to the night with stuff like this. But you know, find what works for you. Another thing is continue the self-work this year. But do it on like an even deeper level than you currently feel. There's always gonna be more work to do. And don't see that as like a dragging thing that's like, oh, there's always going to be more work to do. No, like it's actually great that there's always work to do, because there's always more to discover. And that's the amazing thing. And this also doesn't need to be like hugely dramatic. This can be you setting a day in the week of reflecting and just doing something daily. End of day check-in. Okay, how did I feel connected to myself today? in what way did I react instead of, being in my calm, higher self state? How can I forgive myself for that? What in the past made me react that way? How could I express my true, authentic self more? How can I be more in touch with my emotions? How can I get others to feel safe, to feel like they can be in touch with their emotions to me? Like all these questions, how can I connect to spirit more? How can I connect to my intuitiveness more? Just all these things. And I think reading books are great. Journaling is great. I have many journal prompts inside Guide Me Glow Wellness Online Club. So go to that too if you're struggling with ideas. But powerful prompts are like that. So powerful, right? They make you think about things differently, and I don't know, it really just makes you think on a deeper level that maybe you don't think about day to day. That is all I have to say in this episode. I hope this helped you feel inspired to kind of elevate yourself a little bit more this year. Don't feel like you have to do every single one all at once. Maybe just take one thing, implement that this week, and then see how that goes. Pick another thing, you know, add it on, build up. This episode was really just to remind you of how powerful you actually are and how to give yourself a bit more compassion to who you currently are and how you can start reaching your goals that bit more. And also just, really kind of see certain things in a different perspective this year, because I really feel like this year is going to be... I think it's going to be transformative. I think every year is transformative, to be honest. But if I think about this year, I think it's going to be powerful in terms of really like cracking the true authentic self and also backing that up by acting like it, and standing your ground in a very still loving feminine way. I think it's this year is about committing to yourself, putting yourself first and really seeing your power and reflecting on the past in terms of how, what have you let slide in the past that doesn't align with you now, and have you been overlooking certain things because it's easier that way? And I think this year is all about really seeing those things with like a crystal clear glass that magnifies these areas, that will enable you to grow. And sometimes growth can be hard because things start to change. You might find that your whole work might change because you feel like you don't enjoy that anymore. Your whole friendship group might change because you feel like you don't align with it anymore, align with those people anymore. Your whole sense of self might be like, okay, challenged, you know? But these are good things. You know, when we go through difficult times like this, and when we go through a lot of change in life, it only means that we are improving as people and things are gonna elevate as long as you are staying true to yourself. So I hope this, I forgot the challenge of the week. Before I wrap this up, challenge of the week is to make yourself a 2024 vision board. I'm going to upload a reel on this on my account. And I want you to include words that represent you as a person on this vision board. I don't want this vision board to be like just about what you want to achieve and what you want to get. Yes, create one of those two, but I want this vision board to represent who you are, the essence of you. So how do you want to feel? Who do you want to be? How do you want to hold yourself? What are these, feelings that you want to embody? We can be fixated on goals, which we talk about in the last episode as well. But I want you to think about what kind of person reaches these goals. And that's what I want you to make the vision board on. So yeah, that really is the end of the episode. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Again, I'm super excited to start this new year, being consistent, more regular with the podcast. I'm getting guests on this year as well, which is, exciting, because I still want to do my solo episodes because you guys love it, but I also want to get some guests in so we can learn some more and just kind of have a different dynamic to the podcast, because I did have guests when I first launched a podcast, and I want to bring that back. So yes, if you have anyone in particular, let me know who you want me to interview or have a conversation with. I really like having interviews. It's more so just like conversations I find the most interesting to listen to. So yeah, I love you all. Leave a review and a rating on the podcast. Obviously the podcast grow and share to more people, but also it helps the algorithm and it helps you find podcasts that are similar to this. So it's a win-win situation. So do that. I appreciate you and I will speak to you next week. Mwah.